Welcome to She's Got Moxie Radio. Women entrepreneurs are having a moment, turning bright ideas into mega unprecedented businesses. This is the most dynamic, multifaceted, and informed time in history that's ever existed for women in business. I'm your host, Joy Chudikoff, and each week I interview women who are flexing their moxie muscle when it comes to business success. Hey, it's Joy, and you're listening to She's Got Moxie with Amy Franco, Impact Instruction, and author of The Modern Seller. Here we are in May. Things are starting to slowly, it's called the restart, to happen. And I'm thrilled to have Amy Franco on the show today for that reason. Amy is a keynote speaker, sales strategist, and author of the very popular book. It's an Amazon bestseller called The Modern Seller, and she was also named to LinkedIn's list of top 10 sales voices. And she's been on the show before, back in July of 2019, so you should go back and take a listen if you haven't. But I wanted to have Amy on the show again today at this time, because as we move into the restart, it's important for you to feel confident and comfortable with how you're going to get back out there with your business, with your message, and your sales strategies. Amy talks about five different areas of the modern seller, but she hones in on two of them, which are, she believes, are just pivotal for the time we're in right now. She talks about loyalty and why that's critical to business success, especially now more than ever. She also shares what your clients really need and want from you right now and how to be that to them and offer great service. She gives us the best first steps that you can take. And what I love is that she shares exactly how to approach your clients now in a non-threatening way to get those revenues to start climbing again. So here she is, without further ado, Amy Franco. Amy Franco, the modern seller. Welcome to She's Got Moxie.
Joy, it's so great to be back here. When we reconnected and you asked me to be a part of your podcast again, you made my day. I'm so thrilled to be here.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. And I should have said, instead of welcome to, I should have said welcome back, because this is an encore interview. We do these occasionally with women that we're watching that we've had on the show. And Amy was on the podcast back on July 23rd, 2019. So just a little less than a year ago. Wow, has a lot happened.
Yes, it has.
Yeah. And so I encourage you to go back and listen to that episode, because it's fantastic. And it's all about the modern seller. And Amy's book, The Modern Seller, is an Amazon bestseller. She was named to LinkedIn's top 10 sales voices. So I wanted to have you back, Amy, because look, we've gone through probably one of the most challenging times in the history of the world. And we're getting ready to begin what this country is calling the restart. And so I wanted Amy to come back and share with us, with this time, how do we go out and how have sales changed, and what should we as women entrepreneurs be looking for as we get going again with our message? But before we do that, Amy, for my listeners who haven't heard your original episode, could you just give us a snapshot of your entrepreneurial journey?
Yeah, sure. So where I got my start was in a traditional, I call it a traditional B2B sales environment. For the first 10 years of my career, I worked for companies like IBM and Lenovo, and I was client facing in all of those roles. And then I've always had the entrepreneurial spirit. I think it's just in my DNA. And in 2007, I took the pivot into entrepreneurship, and that's probably another episode for another day. But what that looks like is I really wanted to make my own mark and build my own firm. So what that looks like today, fast forward 13 years, hard to believe, I am the CEO of Amy Franco Associates, and I work with organizations primarily in professional services, insurance, and technology, and I help them with their sales growth initiatives. And that could look like consulting, it could look like skill development, and then I also do keynote speaking, which really in this pandemic is, that section of the business is pretty well shut down until we do a real restart. But that's what it looks like today.
Yeah. Yeah. And so before we, I have quite a few questions for you, obviously, but you know, since you've just brought it up, so that's something that you've seen being keynote speaking, people aren't gathering in large groups. Are there any other things that you're noticing from the pandemic besides that in your business or other business owners that you know, or clients that you serve?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'll share my experience with my business. You know, I like many other entrepreneurs, have been affected by this. And different entrepreneurs are being affected in different ways. But I've been pretty well diversified in my business. But I have absolutely seen segments of my business completely drop to zero, which is scary. When, you know, I'm always managing my numbers, and I'm looking at the numbers of the business, and true transparency, it was really scary to watch two major segments of my revenue streams virtually drop to zero in a very short span of time. And my only option, at least in the beginning, was to wait it out, right? So keynote speaking dropped virtually to zero. And then I had another revenue stream, which is a legacy training side of the business. But some of the clients in that space were like hospital systems and retail and restaurants, all of which have really suffered greatly. So that's the tough part of it, right?
Yeah.
But there are absolutely bright spots in the business. And as entrepreneurs, it becomes our job to move with agility and resilience and confront the worst case scenario, but also plan for the future and being able to do those two things simultaneously.
Mm-hmm. So true. Now, tell us about, and in the pre-chat, Amy and I were also sharing, I want to mention this. She was talking about her business with the speaking, and I wanted to share that one of the things that I had happen in my business is all of our clients who were bootstrapped, so started their business, bootstrapped their way to success and growth, have all remained. But interestingly enough, the clients that are taking a break are the ones where they had investors backing them. So it's interesting for you women to hear and to think about, and we won't get into it on this episode, but I have some thoughts about that I shared on my free Zoom call yesterday that I will share more in the future. But Amy, back to, I want to find, why did you write The Modern Seller? What was it that you woke up and you said, you know what, the world needs this information. I have this information. Here's what I'm noticing. What brought that about?
Yeah, so if I could tie that back to what's changing or what isn't changing as a result of this pandemic, the one thing that isn't changing is our prospects and clients need for us to be a very trusted advisor to them, to be the calm in the storm, to help guide them to their business growth and what their particular goals are. That doesn't change. Perhaps our own internal approaches and our mindsets need to change with everything that's happening in the world. But the way in which we work with our clients as that trusted advisor, that doesn't change. And so the catalyst for writing the book, many catalysts, but the one that from a skill perspective or from a client perspective, I was really noticing the need for some different skills to be developed in order for us to be successful in sales, successful in growing our businesses. So regardless of what you sell, there will always be those activities of identifying potential clients, qualifying them, presenting to them, negotiating, closing. Those things don't change. But what I was seeing were some, I call them skills behind the skills. And so the book digs into five capabilities that I see modern sellers and entrepreneurs needing to build. Agility, thinking like an entrepreneur, which is perfect for this audience. Being holistic, social, and being an ambassador. So those are capabilities behind the scenes that if we build those in ourselves, we build them in our team, we are going to be even better at serving our clients and also our prospects.
Mm, Could you, I know you talked about agility, resilience, holistic, social, and ambassador. Could you talk just briefly about maybe agility and ambassador?
If there is one word that is the word of the hour, is it not agility? I mean, really, having to figure out how to be agile and resilient. And I talk about this a lot, and I was telling Joy in the pre-chat, I am having to practice what I preach with agility and resilience. So absolutely. So let me hit on a little bit of agility first. Agility is really being able to make smart, decisive pivots. And often in the face of not all the information. If there's one thing that I've learned with this pandemic is we do not have all the information, and it changes from moment to moment. But we as entrepreneurs are still needing to be decisive and figuring out where to pivot the business, how to save the business, and then continue to grow it once we get more down the path of recovery. So if I were to offer a couple of things that I've done in my own business, it's food for thought for all of you listening. One of the first things that I did was I took a really close, honest, brutal look at my pipeline. So in my CRM, I can segment my pipelines and segment my revenue streams by my service lines. I went through every pipeline and every service line and was really brutally honest about where this opportunity is today and where do I see it heading? Because the last thing that we want to do is kid ourselves about opportunities that may be falling out either with long delays or perhaps permanently, just depending on what the situation is. Mm-hmm. So there is something empowering about getting a real handle on your pipeline and taking responsibility for it, because now you know what you're looking at, and then you can make better decisions about where we need to pivot. So for myself, as an example, my keynote speaking pipeline really disappeared overnight, mm-hmm. at least the in-person part of that pipeline. But we talk about pivots and being agile. I have a couple of clients who are going to shift to virtual events mm-hmm. for their attendees. So as thinking like an entrepreneur, how do I stay ahead of that and pivot myself in order to meet my clients where they are? That's just a quick example of how I've had to pivot and using my pipeline as a guide to help me make those choices.
Mm-hmm. I love that. That's fantastic. I love how you broke that down and shared that. Makes a lot of sense. That's great. And what about the ambassador? And the reason why I'm so interested in that one today is because I do think that, you know, generosity and kindness wins always, but definitely mm-hmm. right now.
So ambassador is, if I could net out what I call it the ambassador factor. And I have a keynote on this, and sometimes I will do workshops with clients specifically around this topic, because it's really about loyalty. So you talk about leading with kindness and leading with care and compassion. Those are all attributes that help us to build loyalty with our current client set. We put a lot of effort into getting new business, right? It's like we're always talking about where are the new clients coming from? Where are the new clients coming from? But sometimes we do that at the expense of our current clients. And so our current clients can be some of the greatest source of continued business and then also really deepening the relationship. Our loyal clients are 3 times more likely to continue buying from us. And they are more likely to continue buying from us at higher value points because they really believe in what it is that we're doing together.
Yeah. Boy, I got to tell you, Amy, you are speaking to the choir. I so agree with you on this point so deeply. You know, our average client stays with us 2+ years. I mean, really 3, mm-hmm. but for, you know, and I agree with you, this loyalty. And I'm glad you're bringing it up, because I think a lot of times we're looking for the next sale. Where's the next? Building the base, doing the lead generators, getting more people. And that's very important to constantly be looking to build your base. But I love the fact that you're saying put a microscope on the people who already love you, right?
And in a way that we can extend that at this time, so we think about tying this back to agility and what do our businesses look like today and into the future. If we each took a look at our, I'll pick a number, our top 10 clients, the clients that we love to work with, that we're bringing high value to, they're the ones that you enjoy when you see them calling in, or you enjoy getting an email from them. They're the ones that are paying on time. They're the ones working with you right now to make sure that you continue moving forward together. Look at your top 10. So I took a look at my own top 5 to 10 clients, and I reached out to each one of them, so my major decision makers in these clients. And I offered to be a sounding board to them at no fee for 30 to 60 days. And you talk about leading with compassion and with kindness. This is something that is not high cost to me to offer that. Mm-hmm. And even if they don't take me up on it, each one of them thanked me for the offer. Mm-hmm. And I think about a year from now, and if we all think about a year from now in our businesses, how do we want to be remembered by our best clients? And would they continue moving forward to work with us because of the way that we treated them today?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I love this. And I just, in the same vein, this is such a great teaching session for everyone from both of us. In the same vein, in addition to my private client work, I started doing these Enlighten Power free Zoom calls every Wednesday. And all you have to do is reserve, and anyone, you know, can join, a woman business owner. And I will tell you, I did it because I really care about women in my community keeping their businesses, right? Staying afloat, mm-hmm. staying in business and being of service to them. And I love this. So thank you for sharing that. And I think it'll give a lot of people ideas on how they can move forward. Amy, you know, for a woman listening today, she knows the restart's happening. She's nervous. Obviously, her business has most likely been affected. Every industry's been affected from this. She's wondering, how do I get restarted with sales? I'm not sure how to begin. I know I have an email newsletter. I know I have social media. I have all these, I have some relationships. How would you, in what you're seeing and your expertise in selling, what do you feel would be some good tips for women who are feeling that, and how can they move forward?
Yeah, I have two thoughts here. One is on more on that, I'll call it the marketing, social media, thought leadership side of the house. Mm-hmm. I've listened to my fair share of podcasts in my quarantine time as well. And so I heard a piece of advice that I cannot remember who shared it, but I will, in the spirit of passing it along. The advice is essentially to stay forward in your market. Don't shrink back and hide. Sometimes our instinct is we're sequestered in our home offices. It's easy to hide. Really make the effort to stay forward in your market. Continue with your thought leadership. Don't shrink back from the newsletter. I made sure to continue to put my newsletter consistently forward to my mailing list and to my market. So find those ways to continue staying forward in your market, so that you are still seen as the thought leader and you are seen as the resilient entrepreneur and business owner. Mm-hmm. So that's one thought. The second thought, which is more of a sales conversation thought, is to look at your current client base and go to your top clients that are currently doing business with you, or maybe they have just rolled off of a program, whatever it is that you happen to sell, but they're still fresh in your mind, and I'd still call those current. Reach out to each of those and ask them where they are in their business. And one way to do this is to ask them, are you in a place right now where you are going to continue to wait it out? Or are you in a place where you are looking to invest and to move forward? And to allow them to share that information with you, so that together you can put together a plan with your current clients to move forward. Mm-hmm. Some will want to move forward right away. Some may say, hey, I need a quarter or two before I'm ready. Let's put a date on the calendar to reach out. You'll get a variety of responses, but it's a non-salesy way to continue the sales conversation.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's fantastic. In your book, there's a quote that I love, and I'd like for you to comment on this, because I think this is something else that we struggle with at times. And that is, this quote is, people with strong networks rise above the noise. Can you talk a little bit about that, Amy, from the standpoint of a couple things. I believe it's true. I think the strong networks are everything in a business. And can you talk about it from a standpoint of if someone's listening and they're saying, yeah, but I feel like I don't build relationships easily. So you can talk about the power of the strong network and maybe give a tip or two to someone who feels like they don't have that ability.
Yeah, you talk about, thank you for sharing that quote and how appropriate. If there isn't a time where there's a ton of noise out there right now, I can't think of another time.
I know,
the noise is everywhere, right? It's in our inboxes. It's in our social media. I talk about being forward with thought leadership, but there is a lot of noise out there right now that we're dealing with. When I think about my own success, whether it was, you know, in a corporate role or now as an entrepreneur, that the underlying factor, I say, in all of this are the relationships that I've been fortunate enough to build through my corporate career and as an entrepreneur. So that's something that I believe very deeply, and it's my philosophy to always focus on the relationship. So just a very quick story before I give a couple of ideas. About a week ago, I had one of my biggest clients have to call me and say, I am so sorry to tell you this, but we are putting all of our contracts on hold for the foreseeable future. And Joy, I have to tell you, my heart sank for my clients, who I really have a lot of respect for my business, because I knew that it was going to have a major impact on the business. And so we had this conversation maybe on a Wednesday, and I needed a little time to regroup. I needed to take the evening off and come back at it with fresh eyes to see what kind of ideas I could bring forward to this client. And you talk about the relationship piece. The first thing I said to her was, our relationship is more important than any contract. So I want you to know that this is so important to me, and we will figure a way through this, no matter what it looks like, but our relationship is the most important thing here. So I share that because I believe that such a philosophy of mine, and if we take that approach that we believe in those relationships and we act in alignment with that, there's so much good that comes out of that currently and into the future. But something that's a little more tactical, so if someone is saying, gosh, I'm not sure that I'm great at building relationships, or my networks aren't as strong as they could be, one of the best places that I have found to start is to build strategic partnerships. And what I mean by that is to take a look at the industry that you're in. So if I use myself as an example, I work with organizations and I provide sales consulting and sales training. I have a small group of fellow consultants, fellow organizations that I consider to be strategic partners. We will potentially refer business to one another. We will brainstorm together on ways to serve our joint clients. That is a way to start building out your networks with those strategic partners, because not only will you build great relationships, you'll get an amplification effect, because those strategic partners are connected to other clients and prospects and other partners. So it's a way to build solid relationships and also amplify them.
Boy, I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much. What I love about today's episode is you're giving so many tactical tips that my listeners can take action on right away. And that's the whole key to this. Amy, any advice as we wrap up here that you would share with women entrepreneurs that you wish that you would have known a long time ago?
Oh, there's so many things, Joy. Where do I start?
Maybe one.
You know,
give us one.
Let me hone in on one for the sake of time. You know, I've had a pretty winding entrepreneurial path, and there is definitely some value to that. I think if I were looking back, you know, Amy of today, looking back to the Amy of 13 years ago who started the business, my advice would be to pick a path that you can specialize in and really build your verticals, build your niche from that specific path and specific offerings, and to not be too many things to too many people, to not dilute offerings. It's good to have diversification, as we're learning in this pandemic, but there is a point where diversification can become diluted. And as entrepreneurs, we have to find that sweet spot so that we are really seen as forward in our markets and the go-to people in our markets.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Love that. So tell us all the places where we can connect with you and also where we can get your book, The Modern Seller.
Absolutely. So two places to connect with me. You can go out to amyfranco.com. There's a number of resources out there for you. There's also all the information on getting the book. The book is available on Amazon in hardcover, Kindle, and Audible formats. And then the other place, please feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn. I spend a lot of time, that's my social platform of choice. So if you are out on LinkedIn, please feel free to send me an invitation to Amy Franco.
Oh, fantastic. And that's Amy, Franko. Amy, always a pleasure to chat with you.
Joy, yes, likewise. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. Listen, take care out there in Ohio, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Getting real with another Moxie woman who's breaking all the rules in business and happy to share her journey. As a thank you for joining me today on She's Got Moxie, I want to give you my free 29-page special report, The CEO Mindset for Women Entrepreneurs, 5 smart shifts you must make to step into leadership and break into the 2-comma club without sacrificing your sanity. This free report is an advanced conversation about how to move your business forward as a woman without falling into the vicious cycles that plague so many entrepreneurs. Just go to 5smartshifts.com and you can download my free report instantly. Be well and many blessings.